Honey Summer Ball by Liz Norton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. It was a beautiful summer's day, and Honey Pennyroyal and her family were enjoying a picnic breakfast in Primrose Meadow.
What a shame there's school today, Honey sighed. It's too nice to be indoors.
Too right, agreed her brother Harvey.
He flicked a sunflower seed husk at her, which missed by a whisker.
Stop that, Harvey, warned Mr. Pennyroyal.
Just then, Honey heard rustling in the hedgerow behind them, and Mr. Churville, the postman, appeared, carrying a bulging sack.
Oh, Honey squeaked, leaping up excitedly. Have you got...
Letters from the Summer Ball Committee, said Mr. Churville, winking at Mrs. Pennyroyal.
You're on that committee, aren't you, Mum? Honey said. All those planning meetings you've been going to.
She watched hopefully as Mr. Churville gave an envelope to her older sister, Hattie, and another to her brother, Albie. She'd never been to the summer ball before, but this year she was finally old enough.
I am, said Mrs. Pennyroyal.
Is there one for...
Wait and see, her mum said, smiling.
Mr. Churville handed envelopes to Albie's twin, Harvey, and to her parents.
One left, he said, and it's for...
He squinted at the name on the front.
For me, Honey cried.
I believe it is, said Mr. Churville.
With trembling paws, Honey took the...